Right, he's like, you walk into a bar, any bar in Knoxville.
Playing. It's playing.
You walk in, boom, Mo Bamba. You go up to the bar, you get a beer. 5 minutes later, you drink like half of that beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. You finish that beer, you go to the bathroom, you go back to the bar to get another beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. It's Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba, and Mo Bamba.
What's that song called again?
Mo Bamba.
Hour two of overtime coming at you live again from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio here. Tanner Stetson and Malcolm are with you for one more hour. Again, no Justin Feist this evening. He is working hard over at the Tommy Bowl. Well, as we speak right now, doing some on-court camera work for the Lady Balls.
Shout out to the man, the myth. Justin Feist.
Shout out to Justin Feist out over there covering Lady Vols, doing camera work. They're about to tip off any minute now against Tennessee State. Kelly Harper and her girls looking to go 4-0 on the season here. I'm still so impressed by that Notre Dame win.
It was good.
Say what you want to about this Notre Dame team. I mean, if you do follow women's college basketball, Notre Dame has lost a lot. But, man, you went into a very tough place to play. With this type of roster, let's not forget what type of roster Tennessee has.
Yeah.
And controlled the entire tempo of that one.
Oh, from start to finish, man. Defensively, they just held it down, rebounding. Y'all saw they were out-rebounded, like, what, 55-26, something like that.
It was incredible.
Crazy.
It was absolutely incredible. And while we're talking about it, too, how much attention do we want to give Geno?
Let's touch on him,
man. Because I've never liked the guy. And I'm kind of glad we don't have to talk about him a lot, but I feel like we can't ignore this. I mean, at the very least here, do you feel like UConn, Tennessee is back to being a thing?
Oh, it's definitely a thing.
I don't think it ever stopped being a thing when it came to, like, attitudes. It just hasn't been a thing on the court for over a decade. But, man, Geno's just – he's so butthurt, man. He just goes to that press conference. He's just an old man filling his adult diaper just in front of everybody. God, I'm just. Does anyone want to take this, or do you want me just to read the story here about what he said?
You can read it, but I was going to say something first.
Say something.
It might have been Davey. He said something about how, I mean, obviously with the Harper hire, us beating Notre Dame already, he sees, like, hey, they might be on the upswing, and he's got to win in recruiting battles, and saying something like this might.
And UConn doesn't have a great team this year.
I mean, they obviously lost some people. Oregon is obviously
I will
top
say
notch.
They're top five. They're still going to be good, but, I mean, nothing's going to be easy for them. They played a game at Vandy last night, and I will say that, you know, they won by double digits, which you think a win by double digits, well, why do you think that's a bad thing? UConn basketball, have you paid attention to in the last decade? Against a team like that, that's a game they would win by 45-50.
Yeah.
Like they beat folks that bad, or at least used to beat folks that bad. So after the game, of course, so Evina Westbrook, and how many years did she play at UT? She's not grad transfer, is she?
No, I believe she was here for like 2 years, man.
Okay, so Evina Westbrook played for Tennessee, obviously recruited by Holly Warlick, transferred to UConn. Transferred to UConn, had her appeal for immediate eligibility denied by the NCAA, like so many others have as well. Geno, last night after the win over Vandy, and Lord, I don't know. I mean, I guess he was just asked just a question about why it was denied. But in answering questions about Evina Westbrook, he ends up making some comments about the Lady Vols basketball program, making comments about Philip Fulmer as well. Now, you don't come after King Phil. I know you're used to talking down people in the women's game, but be careful coming after the battle captain. That's all I'm going to say. But here's all the comments here. I'll just read these comments from this transcript here. He was asked about Evina Westbrook's eligibility appeal. He said, it was denied. That's the best I can tell you. And he was talking about being frustrated at the NCAA, and then he made these comments. Well, think about this. A kid is in an environment that's not necessarily healthy, talking about Tennessee, an environment that if you knew what the environment was, which I can't say you would not want your kid in that environment, and the athletic director there knows it, okay, but he's not going to support her leaving, which would have helped us a little bit. Saying that Fulmer didn't support Avina Westbrook's transfer for the to the NCAA, what he's getting at right there. And now her reward is she has to sit at home even when we travel and can't play, so she should have stuck it out, right? Gino, keep crying. What proof does he have that this environment wasn't healthy?
He doesn't have any proof.
He's just looking to stir the pot. Oh, typical of a guy like him.
Him stirring the pot? No way. No way.
Guys, I will never pity Gino Auriemma at all.
Why would you?
Guys, he's put 100 pieces on folks before. Like, he's beat people by 100 before in women's basketball.
He is the master of the trademarked baby seal clubbing. Yeah. That's all he does.
I don't feel bad at all.
No.
At all. Not one bit, man. I will tell you, though, UConn is going to be fine. Tennessee is going to be fine. But you said it a couple weeks ago, Tanner. I do wish that all athletes just got one free transfer. Let's just end it, you know? At this point, if you want to leave, coaches can leave at any time. Let players do the same.
I agree.
It would just be so easy.
It would. I mean, it would not cause stuff like this to happen.
Yeah.
Which I would be fine with. I mean, players losing out on years of precious time they could be playing the sport they love.
It's not right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any hot takes about it. I just see him crying about it, and he's making some pretty baseless claims.
Yeah.
And he's just he's always been the type of guy who's always going to make very opinionated, passive aggressive comments.
No doubt.
All the time. And man, you wonder why Pat decided to end that series. I'll just go ahead and say it because everyone else has been saying exactly what the reason was. So how much do both of y'all know about why that series was ended? Just curious.
I don't know too much about it, but I'm interested to hear.
You know, Malcolm?
Does it have to do with ethical things?
I would say so.
All right, go ahead and lay it on.
It has to do with, of course, recruiting at a high level like Tennessee and UConn were 10 years ago. It's never going to be friendly. It's never going to be 100% clean.
Yeah.
And not to say Gino was cheating or anything like that, but so it was the recruitment of one Maya Moore.
Yep.
Came down, of course, to where like all the elite recruits chose 10 years ago, talking about choosing between the Lady Vols, choosing between UConn. Allegedly – I'm only saying allegedly because, again, there's no proof of it. But so Pat decided to end the series because of things that went on in that recruitment. And allegedly, so Maya Moore's parents, very super religious.
Mm-hmm.
And not that there's anything wrong with being religious or anything. I'm just saying they're very traditional. Allegedly told Maya Moore's parents that you don't want your daughter playing at Tennessee with a bunch of lesbians.
That's what I heard, too. It's crazy, man. You can't say that, just being honest, man. Everybody is, you know, we are all equal, man. And that can't happen. I know recruiting is dirty, but come on, man. You got to be a good human being here. So I'll leave it at that.
Just out-recruit or don't spread possible lies.
Yeah.
I mean, be straight up with them. I mean, I expect Gino to say something like that. I saw a tweet last night, Chad Withrow for 104.5 in Nashville. He tweeted, somewhere in heaven, Pat Summitt is smiling and thanking Fulmer for being such a problem for Gino. I agree 100%.
I'm just so tired of it. I'm just so tired of him. But anything to get him a little frustrated, that's always going to be hilarious to me.
Brian Rice also was tweeting some stuff about the whole situation as well.
See, that's why I didn't want to – I wanted to wait till other people had it out there kind of before I said that.
Do you want me to read what he said?
Yeah, go right ahead, man.
He says, it's a four-tweet thread. He says, a player takes issue with her teammates and coaches trying to hold her accountable. The player transfers and turns that accountability into something else in her appeal. Geno takes issue that Tennessee won't lie on her behalf. Par for the course with them. If the environment is the coach is gone. If the issue is her teammates and she and one other player were the only ones that left, then that's a them problem. But in trying to check the boxes on eligibility transfer, she got caught in things that weren't accurate. UT wouldn't lie for her. Geno doesn't get it because he'd lie. And he knows UT won't respond, so he thinks he wins. Last thing, this is a risk of playing them again. When you're outside of his sphere, he largely ignores you, but UT is back in his sandbox, on the schedule, and on the recruiting trail, so now it's having to listen to this dribble. Mm. And I agree with that, too. So
that's a very good point, yeah. Sasson.
Yeah, I don't think much more needs to be said right there. Everyone else has been talking about him as well. I never like talking about the dude's comments because him winning at such a level that he has for a while, he gets to a point to where he's always been very opinionated about things. He's always been very unshy about saying comments that just can be very inflammatory, and he just does it.
Well, it's because if he says something like that, a place like ESPN won't attack him for saying something like that. Facts. Because, I mean, they're cuddled up in their little ball in Connecticut anyway, just loving on the UConn.
I think we got an injury right now on the women, Lady Vols. Let's see who that is.
What, LeBron, was it?
I can't see her.
Who is that?
Number 12. I'll get the scouting report.
Burrell, yeah.
Looks like just got the wind knocked out of her. I think she'll be all right.
She's not coming off the court right now. Yeah, so.
That's tough, man. Tennessee up right now on Tennessee State, 8-2. A little bit over 5 minutes left in the first quarter.
I know Justin's doing some hard work out there.
Oh, hardest working man in show business. You know,
always
that.
Doing some very hard work out there as well. Guys, we'll go ahead and hit this first break here because when we come back, didn't get to mention it yesterday. We'll get a little more time for going over to the NFL here. The Colin Kaepernick workout situation thing here. More developing news about that today. Also got a bunch of different topics to touch on. And now our number two, and of course, at 7:30, we are going to play birthdays as well. I can't wait to have Malcolm versus Stetson in the birthday game at 7:30.
I need to win something.
Got to, man. You better come hard today, too.
Well, you won not that long ago, right?
Yeah, it was like maybe – I think it might have been last Tuesday or the week before.
I can't close, man. I can't close.
I don't know.
For some reason, I just can't.
I feel like it
might've... Did you win yesterday, though?
That was Matt. Intern.
It was Matt. Yeah, that's right.
It might have been.
It is right.
I think I won whenever I was sitting here.
I think so, too.
Maybe it's the chair.
It's the chair.
I don't know. Maybe it is. We'll find out.
Maybe that chair gives you some type of mojo.
Gives you the juice.
This segment of Overtime has been brought to you by KC Kitchen Center. Go see the showroom at 5902 Kingston Pike in historic Bearden. They are conveniently located across from Food City and next to Pelican Snowballs. Open 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and convenient Saturday hours open from 9 until 2. 9,000 kitchen and bath makers and counting. KC Kitchen Center has hundreds of countertop surface options to choose from to update the look of your kitchen, bathroom, any other space in your home that needs a fresh remodel, granite, quartz, marble, and more. Just call 865-971-5800, 971-5800 to get a free in-home estimate, and you can go check out kckitchencenter.com to learn how they can make you a nice, beautiful custom kitchen. You can also learn about the creative classroom and the classes that they're going to have over at KC Kitchen Center. Teach you how to use some new kitchen appliances. Teach you how to make some new healthy recipes. And also, if you need any type of space for any type of meeting, family function, you have a cell, you have special group type of meeting, you can rent out space in the big event center that's also at KC Kitchen Center. Again, it's the letter K, the letter C, kitchencenter.com. Support them. Support a local business. Kelly Milligan and the family. Support Fan Run Radio. And we'll be right back after this first break here. You're listening to Overtime. Keep it on Fan Run Radio.
Your home or business. Your one-stop shop for lawn care and landscaping. Precision Lawn is the way to the greener side of grass. Call Russ Cooper at Precision Lawn Service, 423-836-6616. That's Russ Cooper at Precision Lawn Service, 423-836-6616.
just me, myself, and I. You know what? Remember, oh, God. Help me remember his name. Auburn running back. Trey, whatever.
Who are you talking about?
Auburn running back. From,
oh, my gosh.
His dad is a member of De La Soul.
That's going to kill me. Now I got to look it up.
Hold on. Hold on.
Please. Please do so.
Heisman finalist. Trey Mason.
Trey Mason.
I wanted to say Trey Williams so bad, but I knew that wasn't it.
Yo, Trey Mason had like some, like a mental breakdown when he went to the league, I think.
He did.
You remember that?
Yeah, he's a free agent right now.
Yeah, dude was cold at Auburn, though. I call it when it's correct, man. He was awesome.
He led police on a high-speed ATV chase.
Yeah.
Goodness.
He was about that action, boss.
Mason's mom stated that Mason had the mindset of a 10-year-old due to head injuries sustained during his football career.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He said he had a lot of, like, non-treated concussions while at Auburn. Like, they just sent him back in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ow.
I know, man. You can't play with stuff like
you,
that.
No, you can't. Yeah, his dad, Vincent Mason, member of De La Soul.
That's what's up, man.
Meso is what he went by.
Ooh.
And De La.
Okay.
I don't think De La Soul gets respected enough.
Oh, you know they don't, man.
They're fantastic. And here's the thing. One of the songs of the millennium, Feel Good Inc., Gorillaz, with the De La Soul feature.
Yeah. I love the Gorillaz. You know this, though.
It's fantastic. I wanted to quote the lyrics, but I didn't know how appropriate they would be. Line them up like, mm-mm. You know.
I got your back, bro. I got your back.
He's also known as Meso, PA, Pacemaster Mace, and Plug 3.
A man of many, many, many names.
Very, very many different names here. Guys, let's go to the NFL, and this has been dominating the headlines the last couple days here in the middle of the NFL week. And here's the update here today. So the Colin Kaepernick workout. So a little controversy over it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So was the first one supposed to be yesterday, or was it just like kind of announced like?
I thought I saw something. I'm trying to remember.
So the new one's gonna be Saturday.
So originally it was always supposed to be planned for Saturday. It was announced yesterday, and guys are kind of around the league are like, man, a Saturday tryout. And I'm the same way, man. I'm the same way. I know that, I mean, how do you guys feel about it overall before I really dive into this?
I agree with the Saturday tryout. I mean, not many teams are going to be focusing on that tryout itself. They're going to be focusing on the game on Sunday. But I do think it's good that he's getting a chance now. I mean, we've heard around the league whenever you see a team put a backup in, and they're very trash, people wonder why Kaepernick still hasn't got a chance.
Luke Falk. Yeah. What's some other guys like this season?
Technically, before we knew anything, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Before we knew he was a baller.
Before Minshew mania.
Yeah.
I mean, just a number of those guys around the league. And, I mean, if he comes out here and balls out, then that's great for him.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's getting the chance.
Saw that Eric Reed, who, you know, infamously kneeled with Colin Carolina Panthers said that they are not – he's on the Panthers right now.
Yeah.
He said the Panthers are not going to be attending the workout. They got Will Greer as well as Kyle Allen and Cam Newton in the wings. So far, 11 teams have confirmed that they are going to attend the workout, and I think it's awesome. I really do. Atlanta being one of those, obviously, which is cool.
What other – have they announced a full list?
Yeah, here's 11 teams. So the NFL said 11 teams have committed to attend the workout in Atlanta on Saturday. By the way – former head coach Hugh Jackson is going to be leading the drills.
For real?
On Saturday, yep.
I did see something about Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson said he told Josina Anderson today he just found out about the whole thing today. I don't know if that means he found out that this workout was going to be a thing, or he found out that all of a sudden he's going to be leading the drills or whatnot, but he's going to be leading on Saturday. So here's your list of the 11 teams that have committed to attend this workout on Saturday. The Cardinals. Malcolm, you already mentioned your Falcons.
Yes, sir.
You had the Browns, Broncos, Lions, Dolphins, Patriots, Giants, Jets, Bucks, and the Redskins. And the league said it expected additional teams to commit as well.
Time out, TC. You mean to tell me the Bengals are not on that list right now?
No, they're not. Now, they could be one of the teams that the NFL expects to commit later.
For sure.
But as of right now, surprisingly, the damn Cincinnati Bengals.
Ryan Finley and Andy Dalton.
The Ginger Avenger, Andy Dalton.
I still can't believe the manner he was told he wasn't going to start on his birthday.
That is so trifling.
Happy birthday, Andy Dalton.
That's cold.
I will say, though, man, I do hope he kills it. But, again, he has been out of football for 3 years, and I want to be realistic. I mean, he says he's been working out every day for the past, what, 3 years straight.
Has he literally been working out every day?
That's a tough thing to do on your body.
That's a lot of commitment.
Yeah. We're about to find out, and the entire world's about to find out, but I hope he gets the right opportunity.
Man. Sources have also told ESPN that they expect the Cowboys and the Seahawks to go as well, so 13 teams plus more. So you already have almost half the franchises in the league right now. And again, not every franchise is going to go. Not every franchise needs a quarterback on the roster. They just don't.
Well, and you know, I mean, I don't know what he would be like now, but I mean, with the way that NFL offenses are going, maybe they don't use him as so much of a quarterback, more of like a somebody that could do a bunch of things, why am I blanking on the Saints guy?
Taysom Hill.
Maybe use him something like that. I don't know. I'm throwing out suggestions, but maybe.
Was Cap ever a receiver?
No, but he's so athletic.
He's athletic, and I can see it. Maybe if you want to get him the ball, I could see teams trying to do something like that. I don't know.
Guys, you know a bold prediction from me?
What's that?
I think he's going to be a Patriot because of what just happened with Lamar Jackson. I really do. They see something there. I don't know what they're going to do.
Scout team for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that I could totally see it, man. True. I mean, it's going to help them long term. That skill set, what Lamar does, what Kyler Murray does, just naming off a couple guys, I definitely think that the Patriots are going to take a hard look at him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wouldn't they match up against Russell Wilson, too, if both teams make it? Yeah. So that's another guy there.
So about Hugh Jackson, though, the NFL did ask Hugh Jackson to do the drills. The quote from Hugh goes, "The NFL asked me to do it. I'm excited about doing it for Colin and the league. As far as I know right now, Colin is still attending." The league reiterated that it would send video of the workout and an interview with Kaepernick to all 32 teams. Cap's 32, by the way. I thought he was only like 30.
I thought he was 30 as well. See, that to me is a – I hate to say an X, but it's an X. You know, you want a guy that's under 30 if you're really serious about building your franchise around him. That's just me. But he's in his prime right now. So, again, Saturday is going to be tell-all if Colin is ever going to play in the NFL again, to me, period.
How much are we putting on statements like Eric Reed, what he said, and like other statements that just might be a PR stunt?
It can be.
Do you think any team that would sign him would do it for a lot of PR, like a lot of positive PR? Because, I mean, there would be negative from some camps as well. But, I mean, overall, in general, it would be seen as a positive thing whichever team signs him.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to wonder about if he does get signed, how seriously committed a franchise would be to actually using him on the field.
I just think certain teams, what do you have to lose at this point? You know, it will definitely...
Like the Bengals.
The Bengals.
why aren't the Bengals on this list?
To me, the Washington Redskins are the ideal place for Colin. Let Dwayne Haskins sit. He's not ready. Let Colin come in, see what he can do in terms of getting a contract for next year. That's just me, though, man.
Malcolm Jenkins of the Eagles also said he was skeptical. This is what Jenkins said. He said, "I really hope it's a serious shot for him to get back in the league. I think he deserves to be in the league. For the last 3 years, he has unjustly not had a job. But based on all the things that have led us to this point, it leaves me a little skeptical of the motivations behind it. But I think, like anybody, we're all just waiting to see."
I'd say Malcolm Jenkins and everything he says with a grain of salt, because ultimately, man, he's looking out for the Shield, which is the NFL. And he put his fist up, but he's never kneeled, you know? So it's just like, if you're gonna say these topics, you have to be all in, man. So, again, Saturday, tell all about Colin, and I'm excited, to say the least, man.
Malcolm, I will ask you, since you are a Falcons fan, chances that Atlanta signs him?
Very good, because to me, Matt Schaub is great, obviously. He knows the system like the back of his hand, but – you know, Matt Ryan did have an injury, and that kind of freaks some people out. And after that, there is a dead drop in talent between Matt Schaub and Matt Ryan. Colin can come in and, guys, I'm just going to be real. Atlanta is a perfect city for him to be in. He's got connections already with a lot of people in the city. It's awesome, man. And I hope he gets just a fair shot. And if he's not good enough, cool. Go to the XFL, go make it paper somewhere else. But if he rips it up on Saturday, I know somebody better sign him.
I'm surprised he hasn't done something with another league at some point just to get back into the thing of showing teams if he's still capable of playing in the NFL.
Is it a pride thing? Like Tim Tebow?
Maybe.
I saw earlier, it was just like Tim Tebow didn't want to switch positions, and therefore he's out of the NFL. But to me, Tim Tebow would have been better than Taysom Hill at what Taysom Hill is doing right now if he wasn't so prideful. So, yes, Stetson. Totally give you that, man.
Hey, man, Tebow's got that all-star baseball career to still work on. We know where he's dedicated at. But in all seriousness, no, we are keep moving on here in hour number two of overtime because, guys, y'all know what's coming next every day on this program. Stetson, are you ready?
I'm going to try and win.
Are you going to be looking at your phone this time?
No. I sent y'all an interesting article about the James Wiseman situation.
Hey, anytime. I love the group chat that we have. The folks at home and our viewers, man, we got to keep the content coming.
So it's something every day. We always.
We get out of pocket sometimes, too. I'm not going
to
lie.
We do. We got to.
Slightly a little bit. We'll play birthdays on the other side here. You're listening to Overtime. Keep it tuned right here.
Tennessee's. It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about control, if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pain, and who's gonna make it.
It is time to play birthdays. Time to play the game. November the 14th. I'll be honest with you, fellas. The quantity is getting less and less. Something about November so far. And the names. It's not a bad day for names. I'm just saying there's only three of them.
Not a lot of Valentine's Day hugs.
Yeah, exactly. Step up your game, celebrity parents. Step up your game a little bit. So, yeah, only three, but I have two This Day in History questions as well. So it's going to be Malcolm versus Stetson. And a best 3 out of 5 here. The quality's not great either. I'm going to be honest with you. If I had to rate this, a B minus.
Oh, man. So it's like a D, Stetson. It's a D, bro.
Especially if there's actors in here.
Yeah, we're done. It's going to be crickets.
I think y'all will know all the names, but okay. I'm just saying we've had a lot of A-listers. Yeah. So maybe this is just balancing it out.
I'll trust you. Let's hear it, man.
I will say, too, we mentioned him earlier, is also the birthday of Chip Gaines. HGTV.
Happy birthday to Mr. Gaines.
I didn't want to include him on the list.
Appreciate it, because that would have been a struggle.
No offense, but it is Chip Gaines' birthday. He's going to be the guest picker Saturday.
How old is he?
He's like 45, 46.
Okay, young fella.
So I'm mid-40s. All right, let's go ahead and get into the game here. First up today, he is, let me check it again, he is 37 years old. He is an American rapper. He's from the South. He's an American rapper from the South. Let's run through this Wikipedia page real quick. Got out of prison 5 years ago. He served 5 years in prison. He was released in 2014.
Gucci Mane?
It's not Gucci. It's not Gucci. I'm just going to go through discography here because he had some hits in the 2000s. We'll say he had some hits in the 2000s. All right, let's see. Only one top 40 hit as a lead artist. He's also been featured on some hits as well. I'll go ahead and tell you. Two charting lead artist singles include Zoom and Wipe Me Down.
Lil Boosie.
It's Lil Boosie.
Boosie. Hey, did y'all see his Instagram? He was on there with Joe Burrow. And he was like, man, I'll beat somebody bleep for Joe Burrow. And they were just on their Instagram live just loving it, man.
Boosie does love LSU. He is from Louisiana.
Boosie. Happy birthday, man.
Y'all also remember who Boosie's cousin is, right?
Hey, Mr. Cam Sutton.
Mr. Cam Sutton.
Shout out my boy Cam, man.
Always a source of pride. Always a source of pride.
Yo, him and Minka tonight. That's crazy. Cam Sutton is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Y'all ever just sit and think about that? And he's actually really good.
Pretty good. He is doing pretty good for him. Wow. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
When is Tennessee going to be DBU?
I mean, Manny Mosley, Cam Sutton.
Justin Coleman.
We were like underperformed in college DBU.
Yeah, really.
Literally, what happens to Florida and Tennessee, it's like the inverse.
It's the opposite. I'd rather have what Florida has, honestly.
Me too, honestly, bro.
Just be good while you're here. I obviously want all Tennessee players to have a good pro career, but it helps us more while you produce while you're here.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a number of guys right now, quickly, that have a chance to play in the NFL, honestly.
Who you got?
I mean, Bryce Thompson. He's a ball hawk.
Alonte has stuff to work on,
but he looks like a NFL player.
I would love Alonte to switch positions. That's just me, but who else y'all got?
Hey, Malcolm, Nadja Warrior, easily.
He's going to get drafted. I'm going to take back what I said, man. I was ready to fight that man week one. I'll say it. I was ready to throw hands, man. But he's good. We good.
We're all good here. Malcolm's on the board first. 1-0 lead. Next birthday. He is 44 today. Another musician on the list. He is an American musician. He's mainly known as a drummer.
He's known for Travis Barker?
Who is Travis Barker?
Oh, boy.
Plenty of tats. Been all over, but most known for being the drummer of Blink 182.
That's the only famous drummer I know, man. It's Travis Barker.
I didn't know him.
You know Travis Barker.
Yes, Zoomer. Okay, Zoomer. I'm done. Malcolm, you got a 2-0 lead already. You get one more, and it's yours.
Okay.
Last birthday today. He is 71 years old today. He is an Englishman. He's English royalty. No? Nothing yet? Okay. Give me a second here. Dadgum. Hold on. I got to look at Wikipedia. Here we go. He is, I'll go ahead and give you a hint. He's the Prince of Wales. He's Prince something.
Prince Harry?
No.
Prince William?
No. They're much younger than this one. Like I say, he's 71 right now.
I can't tell you, man. Prince David?
He's the eldest son of Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, my God.
He's the heir apparent to the British throne. So whenever Queen Elizabeth does go, this is your throne. He will be a king. Okay, the name starts with a C.
Charles, Prince Charles.
It's Prince Charles!
Respect.
Stetson got Prince Charles. Yeah, there we go.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I'm telling you, boy. What?
I was trying to just think of like not unique, less unique names, just basic names like Charles, Harry, all that stuff.
That's why I was going through my list, and I was like, man.
Yeah, Prince Charles. So Stetson's on the board, and now we move on to this day in history questions.
Oh, God.
This first one. On this day in 1851, this novel was released. It is one of the most classic books ever released.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
I don't know what both y'all said, but it wasn't either one of those. I heard To Kill a Mockingbird. What did you say, Malcolm?
Huckleberry Finn.
No. Good guesses.
What year did you say?
1851. Yeah, To Kill a Mockingbird was like the 60s.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
So it was written by American writer Herman Melville. The book is Sailor Ishmael's narrative of the obsessive quest of Ahab, captain of the whaling ship Pequod, I don't know how to pronounce it, to get revenge on this big white whale.
Moby Dick.
It's Moby, thank God. Yes, it's Moby Dick.
Sorry, man.
Woo, y'all were.
Sorry, man.
Did y'all read Moby Dick in school?
Nope. And honestly, I had no clue what you were talking about until you said a white whale.
I had a quiz on it. You can tell I Spark Note the quiz. So that's what.
Shout out to Spark Notes.
Boy, Spark Notes put me through school.
All the time, shout out to Spark Notes. Yeah, Moby Dick released on this day in 1851. We'll do one more here. On this day in 1970, tragedy struck this college football team plane
Marshall,
crash.
Yeah, Marshall plane crash. Marshall I remember crash. Seeing that.
49 years ago.
That's crazy. Really?
And then Matthew McConaughey resurrected the football team. We are
Marshall.
Marshall. I remember seeing that in the theater.
That was a good movie.
Did y'all cry during it? Because I did. Yeah. Man. I'll say it right now on air.
I didn't cry.
Boy.
I didn't cry. I did like the movie, though.
I always cry during sports movies for some reason. Always. I don't know why.
Tugs at the heartstrings a
little bit. It does, man. It does.
That sense of camaraderie. That sense of the teamwork.
Yeah.
Those are my brothers.
Got a nice little splash from the Lady Vols. They're up now 27-20. A little over 3 minutes left in a second.
A little bit of a slow start.
Very. Yeah.
Against the TSU Tigers.
Getting over that hangover of the Notre Dame game.
That's what I think. I think it was a lot of effort in that Notre Dame game. They're a little sluggish.
Yeah, you always got to watch out for that victory hangover. You always got to be careful of that, though. We're up against it, though. We got one more segment to go on the Thursday edition of the show. 865-546-8200 is the number to hop on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline, 546-8200. We're going to wrap up overtime when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to Fox Sports Knoxville. Malcolm, I like it.
How to get funky back here.
Ooh, Malcolm, I like it. Welcome back to the final segment on this Thursday edition of Overtime. Again, we encourage you to stay tuned after the show gets off the air. We have Thursday night football, Steelers and the Browns coming up after we get done here. Westwood One's coverage. It's going to be here on 105.7 FM, AM 1340. Again, it's brought to you by MyBookie, the official sportsbook of Fan Run Radio. Go over to MyBookie.ag. Get in on that action tonight or any other college hoops action that's going on. NBA, they have it all. They have the most ways to win. Nobody's going to pay out faster. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Still watching Lady Vols here.
Yep.
Trying to expand the lead a little bit.
Put a little steam on, man.
About to get up double digits here at the break. 35-22, 40 seconds.
Oh, that's a bad pass. Was it tipped?
It was tipped.
Okay, cool.
They'll keep possession a little bit here. Good show, fellas. Good show tonight here. I'm looking at everything that's going on tonight. You had Thursday night college football action. If you want to pay attention to the ACC tonight, UNC at Pitt. Mack Brown out there in action.
That's going to be a sneaky good one. I think.
I love good sneaky Thursday night games.
Yeah.
I'm looking at college hoops right now. Guys, it's only still in the first half, but Florida better be careful.
What's the score there?
Florida right now, under 40 seconds in the first half. They're at home. They're playing the Towson Tigers. They're down 30-28 right now.
No, they're not, man.
Yeah, they are. Is this going to happen again? Is some other mid-major going to beat a ranked SEC team? I'm just glad it didn't happen to us.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it didn't happen to us.
There's a good game tonight. Michigan State and Seton Hall.
Yeah, that's number 12 versus number 3. That's going to be – is that going to be at Seton Hall or is this neutral? Yeah, that's at Seton Hall Prudential Center. So they'll be playing in their big house.
Nice.
They're like all those Big East schools and like the A-10 schools all have like their actual home gym that seats, I don't know, maybe 5,000 if that. And then but they're in like a big city. They'll always play in like the NBA arena or like another professional sports arena. So Seton Hall is going to be playing in the Prudential Center tonight. That's where the Devils play.
I got some SEC scores here.
What we got? I'm trying to keep up with them now. Oh, I just saw Vandy.
Yeah, Mississippi State is up 39-24 on UNL Monroe or UL Monroe, and then Vandy
down
is
seven.
Down 7 to Richmond at halftime, 36-29.
Why in the hell are they playing at Richmond? Well, I mean, they are A-10. So
that's why I asked.
That is something, a big conference.
Well, I mean, with LSU playing at VCU and Auburn playing at South Alabama –
LSU at VCU makes sense because of Will Wade.
Yeah.
And VCU has always been like a consistently good mid-major. I don't see what some of these other teams have to like prove by playing some of these games. Didn't UNC play at
they played at Wofford last year.
What did they have to gain from playing at Wofford?
I don't know.
Probably just want to get them boys on the road just to see how they respond.
Is that the only logic, though? Because I can't think of anything else.
I can't either.
I know Wofford played them at North Carolina the year before and won, right?
Yeah, they did. That's right.
I guess it was just a home-and-home
game. Watch out for the Terriers. You never mess with the Wofford Terriers, okay? Man, you never do mess with them. So, yeah, College Hoops full swing right now. What makes less sense while we're talking about it? Does it make less sense for your college basketball teams from like a big power conference to go on the road to mid-major teams? Not even like good mid-major teams like VCU or, I would say Xavier in the past, but Xavier's in the Big East now. Like UNC at Wofford. Or does it make less sense for, good Lord, like Mizzou this year having to open the season at Wyoming?
Now, that is crazy.
And stupid crap. I don't think that
should happen. To me, personally, I don't think that should happen.
I feel like you see it more in basketball. Just seeing it in football is strange. Like, I mean, didn't Miami go to App State a couple years ago?
They sure did.
Teams like that, just those are – that's strange.
Now, sometimes it'll make sense if it is, like, in a geographical recruiting hotbed. I don't know what Miami had to gain from going to Boone, North Carolina.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Boone, North Carolina. Great college town.
Some good folks in Boone, man.
But they did play a game at App State.
Facts.
I mean, there's like, nothing wrong in here in a couple of years. We're going to have to pay the return trip to BYU. That's different, though.
Yeah.
BYU's independent.
Yeah.
When do we play BYU and BYU?
2022 or 3? I think it's 3.
Y'all going to make the trip?
I want to.
That would be fun.
I want to go to like one of the only two bars in Provo, Utah. I will consume all the alcohol and caffeine Provo, Utah has.
If I do make the trip, I'm getting straight disrespectful. They deserve it, man.
They were so nice to us.
But still, they deserve it for even walking out of here with a W.
They deserve it more for being nice.
Yeah.
How dare you be nice to us?
How dare you tell me good game after we lost?
You guys tried.
That's the worst. I'd rather talk trash,
honestly. Me too.
I don't want to be civil. I want to tell you to go straight to hell. I want to look in your face. I want to look at your kids' faces. Tell them to go take a hike. Is that a little too harsh?
No, not at all.
I don't want to get the kids involved. You know, I would never tell a kid that. Although I will tell you what my friend did years ago at the 2012 Florida game. Just real quick. So of course that one wasn't going good in the 2012 Florida game. It was the second half. my friend, he sees this little Florida kid wearing a Tebow jersey, and for some reason his mom had on Auburn shirt. To just make things even more weird, he told the kid, he said, Florida sucks and Tim Tebow's dead.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
Right in front of his mom. I won't go that far, though.
Oh, man.
I thankfully wasn't there for that one. I just heard what he said.
You just heard it, man.
I heard the story. What were you going to say, though, Malcolm?
I was just going to try and transition to see what are y'all picks for tonight as far as Thursday night football. Y'all going with the Browns or y'all going good old Pittsburgh and Mason.
I'm going Steelers, dude. The Steelers have found their mark recently.
Give me Browns,
especially,
man.
Defensively.
I'm not going to get tripped by the Browns being
I'm
the Bills.
I'm not either.
That Bills defense is for real. So I am taking.
They only scored like 19, right?
Yeah. It wasn't like all that. I think Odell gets loose tonight because we've been talking a lot about Minka. I think his first real test tonight. Give me Browns by a TD.
I want to see the Steelers win, and I want to see James Conner do good. In my fantasy league.
You got him for fantasy?
Yeah, he's finally back.
Steelers win, and hopefully James Conner gets shut down because I am playing.
No, something. It's other league.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
You got any guys tonight, Tanner?
I feel like I do. While I look that up, I want to tell you real quick, though, about the poll I ran last night at post-show. So Disney Plus has been the hot topic this week.
Oh, yes, sir.
Ran the poll last night. I asked, are you planning on buying Disney Plus? So poll's done. Well, it actually has an hour and a half, so we have almost 800 votes. 40% said they don't plan on buying it. But
I was surprised when I voted.
But 33% say they already have it. 17% say they're not sure if they're going to get it. And 10% say they're playing on it. They just haven't done it yet. I'm one of the ones who's playing on it.
It's for real, man. Y'all need to get that if you don't. It's for real.
I think I'm going to get it soon.
What was I supposed to look up?
If you had anybody playing tonight, fantasy football.
I'm so sorry. I blanked trying to look at the poll.
You know, you're okay because at the end of the day, it's been a great show, and, you know, I'm just excited for tomorrow. We're about to end it off right.
Yep. Tonight. It looks like I think I'm good, actually.
Everyone, you don't have anybody.
Yeah, everyone's playing on Sunday, so I have no Thursday or Monday players.
I have Nick Chubb tonight.
So I my points will be decided on Sunday.
Okay.
That does it for overtime tonight for Stetson Marlin and Malcolm Harris. I'm Tanner Carson. We're going to be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock to wrap up the week. Stay tuned for Thursday Night Football coming up right after this. We'll